Hello, everyone. This is the Machzor Maven number one. And I am so excited to start this series, giving interpretations to the Siddur and Machzor, which is going to be something that we will be opening a lot during the next few weeks, dedicated to the memory of Lucy Meyer and Rina D. I want to share an idea today that is the prerequisite to opening a Siddur or Machzor, and that is washing our hands three times each and every morning before we daven. I saw this idea in this wonderful book called Biurei Tefillah, given to me by my dear host in Samford, Bruce Newman, which is the ideas of davening by Rabbi Yeshayahu Wolgemuth, who was a legendary teacher in the Maimonides school in Brookline under Rav Soloveitchik. So he says as follows: the Gemara does say that whoever wakes up in the morning, uses the facilities, washes his hands, puts on his tefillin, says Shema, and davens, what we do every morning, Ma'ale alav ha-katuv, it's as if he went ahead, built a mizbeach and brought a sacrifice on it. And the Gemara brings a pasuk to prove it. And what's the pasuk? Erchatz minikayon kapi, I will wash my hands clean, and then I will encircle or come close to your altar. Says Rabbi Wolgemuth, look at Rashi at that pasuk in Tehillim, something I would never think of doing, to look at the source. Rashi says there, this pasuk teaches us that you're not allowed to do a mitzvah baba avera. You're not allowed to do a mitzvah by virtue of an avera. Namely, you're not allowed to steal your lulav in order to shake it on Sukkot. You're not allowed to not pay for your Hanukkah candles in order to light them on Hanukkah. You're not allowed to kill someone in order to have matzah on Pesach. What does that have to do with washing hands? I think it's ingenious. He says that ultimately, right in the morning, the first statement we're saying is our hands are clean. We symbolically wash them and say, God, these hands are clean. They are honest, and we're going to be honest with you and with people. Honesty is a prerequisite of davening in the morning. I think this is beautiful, and I'm adding on to his words. There's a test we prepare for our entire life. We're about to go into Yom HaDin in this world, but there's going to be a bigger Yom HaDin after 120 years. It should be an easy test because we know the questions. The first question on that test will be, Nasata ve'natata ve'emunah. Were you honest in your business dealings? In other words, long before we shake a lulav, we light the Hanukkah candles, we blow the shofar, we fast on Yom Kippur, we sit in the sukkah, you have to be honest. If you're honest, you'll be honest with God and do his mitzvot, and you'll be honest with your fellow Jew and your fellow human being as well. Honesty comes long before the second question on that test of Kavata Itim LaTorah, did you set aside time to learn Torah? So indeed, each and every morning we make a very clear statement. We are honest. We are straight. And now that we're straight with God, we won't go ahead and tarnish any mitzvah or avera, just like we won't, God forbid, do that to our fellow human being. Have a wonderful day.